Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Megan the Slayer Taylor. Hit a homer with Jeffrey Bomer.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the bird.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Hot dang, it's Jessica Dang.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Hannah, God, I love that banana. Anderson. Ava Nagila Weber.
Lisa Wallant. Now that's what I call Wallentainment. The Bay Area Betches. Betches. And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
Lulu Simon. Sue Sue Studio.
Kelly Grant.
The Grandmaster. Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony.
The Incredible Edible Matthew Sisters. And
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Watch what crappens, who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Crappens, crappens,
crappens, watch what crappens, watch what crappens, who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker of The Real Housewares of Kitchen Island. It's a cartoon that you can find on YouTube. Just search for it. And joining me is the most wonderful man that I could possibly ever work with, Mr. Ronnie Karam, who can also be found hosting the Rose Pricks Bachelor podcast. What's up, Ronnie?
What's up? And we can both be found hosting the new Game of Thrones podcast called Winter is Crappening.
Woo-woo.
Hopefully that podcast link is live now in the iTunes store, so go subscribe to that. It's put on our regular Crappens feed as well, but we have a separate feed for it. So subscribe to it, just because if we get a lot of subscribers, then we could be number one in iTunes. Then we could feel really, really sexy.
Hey. Yeah, this is true. We're really excited. We recorded the first episode on Monday, and we had actually just an amazing time doing it. So we're really excited to do this for the final season of Game of Thrones.
We sure are.
We
so
also,
Ben, you have a special announcement. Well, first, go get your tickets for Pittsburgh, Cleveland, Milwaukee. Get over there, Milwaukee. There's not enough tickets sold in Milwaukee. Get your asses over there and buy those tickets, Milwaukee.
Yeah, yeah, do that, Milwaukee. Minneapolis, by the way, we were supposed to mention this like three episodes ago. We forgot. They are at a low ticket alert. They're running out of tickets. So if you're on the fence for Minneapolis, go get them. But we have a new show. That's the new show music. We are going to Baltimore. Good morning, Baltimore. Blah, 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 blah. We are going to Baltimore. It's going to be on July 27th. So we have actually a very ambitious weekend. We're doing Cleveland, Pittsburgh, and Baltimore back to back to back. Football fans know that that's three out of the four AFC North teams. Very, very exciting. So Baltimore, those tickets, the Patreon presale is going on now until Thursday, and then it's going to go on sale to the public on Friday. I highly recommend you go to the Patreon presale because our track record in the Mid-Atlantic, like DC and Philadelphia, etc., is that we've sold out our shows pretty quickly too. So go to patreon.com/watchforcrappens, and that link will be up, or it should be up already. So very exciting stuff. We can't wait to see you all in Baltimore too. Yay!
So here we are with Vanderpump Rules for today. Wow, wow,
speaking
wow.
Of
you know,
crabs.
Vanderpump Rules. Only Vanderpump Rules can have a storyline dumber than Real Housewives of Beverly Hills and still be entertaining.
Yeah.
People refusing to go to a puppy baby shower.
It's all about the dogs when it comes to Lisa Vanderpump in some form. Some sort of, like, dog controversy. I love it.
It cracked me up. And I just love that it was a Raquel episode. I'm starting to feel like, why is James even here? Because they've all iced him out, and I hate that they iced him out, and I've been very anti them icing him out.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I'm like, what are you here? You don't even go here. You know, like, I'm starting to kind of feel like that, and I don't like feeling like that.
Yeah, I actually really enjoyed this episode. It had, like, the things that I love, which is people icing out other people. I feel like that's a classic trope when it comes to Vanderpump Rules. So it was nice to really just see that. And I like how they all reacted to the puppy shower as if it was like crazy when these people have all had the stupidest excuses for parties. And so, yeah. Like, their snobbery about a puppy shower, like confused me and also made me laugh.
Yeah. So we open, they're still in Mexico, and we open with this song that I think is supposed to be in Spanish, but I don't know what the fuck Trixie Monocle is doing on this song. But to me, it sounds like incomplete. And I'm like, well, I mean, you know, she's not far off. Trixie Monocle doesn't need a lot of lyrics to convey a feeling.
She doesn't. She basically just needs a word. She probably just goes to the internet and hits like a word generator. And she's like, great, incomplete. I wrote a song about that. Incomplete, like my emotions right now. And
she's just trying to fill out like an online bill pay thing. And it just keeps reloading the page saying incomplete. And she's like, incomplete.
Yeah. Incomplete. Oh, you know what? But speaking of incomplete, there was one more thing I want to talk about at the top of the show, which I think people will really enjoy. Before we fully go into Vanderpump Rules right now, sorry, everyone. Last night was actually the championship game for the NCAA March Madness thing. And we at Watch What Crappens have had a big bracket group. Over 150 people participated in it, and so now we finally have a winner of the whole thing. The real reason why I'm bringing this up is because the names that people named their brackets were amazing. So let me go. I'll do it really quickly. The top 10 people ending with number one, starting with number 10. We have my bracket, of course, which is not a funny one. Sorry. Made picks in under 7 seconds. Rinna Rinna Chicken Dinner. I can't believe this bracket. And then the next one is, but I'll take a Pinot Grigio. Then Gail ate the ball, bless her heart. Then we have my pleasant bracket, family van, whoa, sports ball. And then the winning bracket in the Watcher Crappens Sheik Sela March Madness thing is Hey Betch bracket. So congratulations, Amy.
Oh, I love that. Hey Betch won.
Hey Betch bracket won.
So and what did they win? Ben, tell them their prize.
A shout out on Watch What Crappens.
Hey, so, Betch, how many people are in that? Was it just one person?
There was a hundred. Oh, well, each person submits like fills out a bracket for March Madness and puts it in the and like they can join the group. So we had, I think, 155.
Well,
people.
Whoever that is, email Amy. Us.
Yeah.
Contact us, watchitcrappens@gmail.com. Don't overuse that because it clocks. Oh my God, there's a moth. Well, moths aren't scary, right?
Go to well, it depends on how big it
burn
is.
Burn yourself. Oh, it's so big. I don't want to kill it.
Don't kill
but
it.
Go contact us at watchitcrappens.com and we'll send you a
goodbye, something. Kyle.
Yeah, t-shirt. And I'm proud to announce that my bracket named We Got the Yacht came in number 22 out of 155. So I'm sorry to interrupt the Vanderpump Rules flow, but I felt like that this is like timely news to last night, and I wanted to.
It's okay, I don't want to kill this moth, but I want it to stay away from me. Whoa, I have a feather duster. I'm hitting it with the feather duster. Well, I'm like trying to like goad it, but there's nowhere for it to go. Go to bed, moth.
You should send it a selfie of you in a bikini with a knife around your ankle.
That moth is going to be like, oh my God, Sheena's so pathetic. The moth is going to its boss. Oh my God, I'm scaring the moth because I'm chasing it with a feather duster, but. You know what, moth? You enjoy your life. Live your best life.
Let
okay?
the moth just let the moth hang out. The moth is like
you know what?
The moth
I'm
is
fine.
A Crappens fan. It was like I'm here. I'm ready to hear the recap.
That is a big moth. It looks like a mouse. It
is
looks
it,
like a mouse.
Is it actually? Is it actually showing up on the Crappens on demand? No, I don't see it.
No, it's above me. It's in my lights. But it's in my light. It just looked at me. It came
so
down.
You're
and it's
above
so big.
Me, moth.
Like, yeah, it turned towards me and looked at me. Hi, moth.
Is it telling stories? Telling thoughtful
that you
stories
don't, that you're not quite sure are true or not.
Yeah, wow, Ron, I can't believe you're hosting the moth in your apartment. That is so sophisticated of you.
I'm going to totally steal the idea for the moth and just have a podcast where I talk to the moth in my apartment. You're so big. Why are you so big, moth? You look great. You look ageless, moth. Okay, now it's behind.
Ageless
me.
Moth. Moths lose their collagen when they turn 23. Okay.
You guys, I think that the moth is so annoyed by my voice that it went to a different lamp because it's not up there anymore.
That's a lot to make a moth decide to go away from the light.
That moth just gave me a terrible iTunes review in real life. That's that basically
moth, the moth is like, I thought you guys were going to be recapping Game of Thrones.
I literally miss the moth now.
Yeah.
Okay, guys. So the point of this is we're here to recap Vanderpump Rules, goddammit.
Yes.
Okay.
Doing it now.
So incomplete, incomplete. So Sheena and Lala are up on the roof pool deck or whatever, and she's like, hi, roof deck lady. We reserved this for ourselves today, and so no one else is allowed to come. I'm here outside.
Could you please take a picture of this so I can send it to Autumn? Thank you.
Do you guys have a hunting knife that I could like pose with in my underwear and send it to Autumn?
Can I use this margarita as like a hunting knife and put it around my ankle for Autumn?
Now, we're used to seeing crazy faces on Bravo because, you know, people get like Instagram doctor discounts, and so they get Sheena face. Bless her heart. But Sheena, the way that Sheena drinks her drink is terrifying.
I didn't notice.
She has to open her mouth so big. Like, it must be like coming back from the dentist where you can never feel that part of your face.
Yeah.
Because she opens her face. So she opens her mouth. She's like this. It looks like she's putting a tiny orange. What do you call those little oranges? Midges.
Like a cutie?
A cutie, yeah. Midge is the cheese, right?
Midge? I think Midge is just a British lady. Isn't Midge the sidekick on Dame Edna?
Midge is the lady that runs a community center somewhere in London.
Community center. What is a community center anyway?
You don't know what that is?
That's I know, but it's
off and you got a job and you don't want to pay for child care.
Welcome to the community center. Mother.
Okay, yeah. So she drinks crazy. And then Lala's like, I had so many drinks last night. Like, it was crazy. I don't even know how I'm so... Wait, where was Kristen? And then we see where Kristen was.
Yeah, she was standing alone, dancing and, like, doing glow sticks by herself, which I really enjoyed because it reminded me... When I was a senior in college, my friend Megan, she taught me how to do the glow stick dance. You know, when you have to hold two glow sticks and you like sort of like rotate around your wrist. And I thought it was so cool. I was like, oh my God, I love doing this. So I started doing it all the time, even if I didn't have glow sticks. And I just looked as awkward as Kristen, if not more. Because turns out the glow stick dance looks really weird when you're not holding glow sticks or anything.
She was holding something. She was holding some kind of a light.
Yeah.
But, you know, a glow stick to Kristen turns into like a hacky sack. You know, it was just like...
She turned into one of those things like, you know, when you take two pieces of paper, like two strips of paper, and you fold them back and forth on each other, so you sort of make a streamer. She looked like a streamer, like an accordion streamer going up and down, in and out of itself.
I think she looked like one of those ladies on the news that picks bingo numbers, but then a baseball hits the bingo machine and pops open, and then the balls just start flying at your face. She's like,
She definitely like knocks over the lotto machine like on a regular during the 7:30, 7 o'clock news. Like she's like, the next number is, oh God, balls everywhere. And then she tries to catch them, but she's like her hands. She tries to catch them by like slapping her wrists together.
Yeah, and then Midge is at the community center like, well, I think I lost another one, but I've got one more. Ah, it's hitting her in the face again.
Midge is played by
girl
Brenda Bluffin,
by
lotto, the way.
Right?
Yeah. Midge meets her long lost daughter who she gave up for adoption, and she's black and she doesn't understand why. I think you got the wrong one. I swear
it. I could be your mother, darling.
I'm not your mother. Oh god.
So Sheena's like, well, maybe Kristen's like being the boss that she ever has on the vacation because she has her own room. Maybe at the end of the day, she just needs her own room. And then we cut to Kristen's room, and Kristen is fully clothed in the shower, lifting her leg to take a clothed vag shot for, I'm assuming, Carter.
Yes.
I hope it was Carter.
Yeah. It could have been for Postmates. Who knows? Could you
it's
send
her new
my Uber
profile
to
picture?
Wait, what'd you say?
It's her new Uber profile.
The last one was her just
three stores
out.
Now, Uber.
I can imagine, you know, like when you get an Uber driver, it says like, has great conversation, clean car. Kristen's would be like, falls out of moving vehicles. So now Lala's like, shishu, like... What triggered me last night when I was on the bus? Like, where did that panic attack come from? And, you know, then Lala starts talking about how she suffers from anxiety and since her dad died.
Yeah, you were also rolling on fucking X, okay? And everyone knows it. So let's stop pretending. I mean, I'm not pretending there's no real sadness there because obviously there is a lot of sadness in her story. So I'm not taking that away from her.
Yeah.
But you were tripping, okay? That is a classic bad trip you were having in the back of the van. There's always that girl when you're tripping that's like, and everyone has to gather around the girl and take care of this fucking girl all night.
Yeah.
Or boy, but usually it's a girl, let's face it.
Yeah.
Because that's all I hang out with.
Yeah. So she is just giving her support. She's like, I love you. And Lala's like, I love you too. And then they just sort of have a nice moment at the infinity pool looking over the ocean. And then you can just imagine Sheena's like, so can I come back on the PJ now?
She's like, oh my God, this pool really goes on forever.
Wow, to infinity and beyond.
They should call this a forever pool.
They should call this an 8 more than 7 minutes pool.
So Stassi's in bed with her laptop, and she's totally blocked, like has writer's block. So she's like, I guess I'll apologize to Bo. And meanwhile, he's sitting outside looking over the beautiful ocean, you know, on the balcony, yeah. Like...
So Stassi comes out.
It's like a depression commercial. He's the sad face on a depression commercial.
He's like the Zoloft ball, you know, that little ball that would go hang out with the other balls, but then be like deeply unsatisfied and would just bounce off and then finally become friends with a butterfly. Matt Rebozo. Yeah,
but with psoriasis.
Yeah. So Stassi's like, don't be sad. He's like, So she's like, I feel really sad today because like normally after I chew you out when I'm drunk, I wake up in the morning feeling like really remorseful, but today I felt remorseful and sad, and that's weird. So you don't be sad. That way I can be not sad.
Yeah, and he's like, look, I understand what it's like waking up with remorse. Have you seen my tattoos?
He's like, look at
this. Monopoly board snake tattooed on my knee, okay? I understand waking up and regretting the night before, lady.
He's like, I was bawling my eyes out last night. Do you know how awful that feels? I mean, look at this. She's like, I know, the tattoos are terrible. She's like, no, I was talking about the stress hives, but...
Yeah, he gets, like, stress psoriasis or something, which sucks. I mean, I get stress like Twinkies, you know? And they're delicious. I love stress.
Yeah.
I'm so glad to have that instead of psoriasis.
Yeah. But the good news is they're still in love. And he says, I'm patient because I love you. So they're in love.
Yeah, sigh. Nice sigh, Ben.
I mean, I just don't expect nice things. I expect, like, Stassi to now, like, and then, like, scream at him, like, what's wrong with your skin? How about you get thicker skin? Like, literally, when I ask for a man with thicker skin, I mean literal thick skin, not skin that gets patchy. But instead she's like, I understand you. I'm like, no.
And they're like, I'm sorry. And he's like, I'm sorry. I'm like, could you guys leave your room, please? You're stressing me out. Okay? Just leave your room.
Yeah.
So then we go to the Toms. Right. And,
different pool.
Yeah, different pool. And Tom's like, can we get 3 half shots of Don Julio? Like, is that a thing now? Are people going to bars and ordering half shots because of this show? Because I've never heard that.
I think I've heard of half shots, but one thing...
I do not approve, okay? It's like those 100-calorie packs. Those are bullshit, and they're a lie, okay? It's the same amount of calories in a tiny little package, okay? You're killing the earth with those.
Dude, excuse me while I take a sip of my melted snowman. Dude! I actually did take a sip of melted snowman, but that sounds a lot worse when you say it that way. It's very Kim Cattrall-y. So down at the pool, so it's like Sandoval and Schwartz and Ariana and, you know, Tom Sandoval's like, dude, I don't know if I told you or not, but like Lisa said, the line from Tom is going past motherload. It's like, yeah, you guys all got wasted last night because of that. Don't you remember?
And you've told us.
Yeah.
Like, wow, bro, I don't know if I told you. It's like, yes, you told us. Okay. Congratulations. By the way, motherload is next door. good job.
So they start talking about how they really like how Lisa never like has like a whole like velvet rope situation, you know, and then they start joking that they should have like an ironic velvet rope, and Ariana's like, yeah, let's like have one and not use it, and Schwartz goes, like my penis. It's
like, oh, she's like, thanks for sharing.
She's like, that was not the yes and I was expecting.
I take my penis comedy very seriously, okay?
Yeah.
He's like, I don't really like...
No.
He's like, I don't like when Katie belittles my penis. And then we see Katie being like, babe, your penis is like this big. Like, yeah. She's literally belittling his penis.
Yeah.
And he's like, but it's a classic. It's classic style. I just have to point out that the way that Tom phrased it cracked me up. He's like, Lisa's never done the velvet rope thing, and that's why I respect the fuck out of her. It's like,
Yeah.
What an interesting reason to respect somebody.
Yeah. So Tom Schwartz is talking about Katie. It's like, oh, Bubba's not needy. She just needs to be loved, which I guess means her needy. Anyway, we don't have sex a lot, but once we're doing it, we're always like, why don't we do this more often? And I think we're on the same page, because I'm always saying that about the sex, but sometimes I think it might be about the ranch sandwich that Katie's eating while we're having sex, but I don't know.
You know what that sounds just like to me? Exercise. What? No, you don't want to exercise. You know, all you think is like, gross, it's disgusting, I have to exercise. And then you get there and you're like, this is fine. Like, this yeah. isn't so bad. I'd imagine that that's what sex with Katie is like, where you're just like, oh, God.
To me, it's like going to Dave & Buster's. It's like, this is like really fun. We should do this more. Let's play some skee ball.
Yeah. And then you get there and you're like, well, you know, it's still skee ball.
Yeah, yep. And then you're like, then you all of a sudden have like 6,000 points in your card, and you're like, well, I don't know if I want to go back to Dave & Buster's, but I've already invested this much in my card, and if I get like 3,000 more points, I get a mediocre prize, so I guess I'm stuck with Dave & Buster's for the, you know,
yeah, next few weeks. Then you get the Dave & Buster's prize, and then it's back to, you get the mediocre Dave & Buster's prize, and then it's back to feeling like you have to have sex with Katie again. It's like, here I am with this Dave & Buster's prize.
I got a Dave & Buster's pint glass, and I put it in the dishwasher. When it came out, the entire Dave & Buster's logo was, like, washed off. So now I have this, like, it's not even a real pint. It's, like, a small pint. So I have this, like, slightly less of a pint glass that has no connection to Dave & Buster's now. And I'm like, that also sort of seems to capture this scene, you know?
Now, that's when you need to Marie Kondo your shit, okay? You have a half a Dave & Buster's glass.
I have a non-branded Dave & Buster's glass now.
I think that now would be like a really good time to go to commercial, because like Rob is so good at commercials, and like he can do them in like 7 minutes or less. It's like amazing.
So Tom number two, I think, is doing something very, very bad in life. I'm not sure what he's up to, but I suspect nothing good is going on, because he's really laying on this cute Tom. Oh, I'm so cute.
Yeah.
And he really lays that on when he's fucked up really bad. So
that's true.
Prepare for there to be some pregnant girl showing up at some point with like a little baby Bubba inside
a
of it.
A gambling debt, like a gambling issue, investment in like
gambling addiction.
Yeah.
Yeah, an investment in like a PK like a house crocodile or something.
Farm. Yeah. Bubba, don't you like crocodiles? I like alligators, not crocodiles. Oh, Bubba.
So he's laying it on really thick with her, and he's like, He's like, tonight I'm going to be so romantic. I'm going to be like Don Juan. No, Tom Juan, the world's greatest love. I'm going to initiate sex with Katie. And Tom's just like, and Ariana's like, all right, you pinky promise. So if you don't do it, I'm going to cut off your dick. And he's like, by the way, that's a classic dick, guys.
Yeah. Classic, classic dick. Yeah. So then we cut from the dick to Sir, where it's like business, business, business. We see like Chef Joe putting things away and Lisa showing up like, oh, time for work, time for work. And this is a big moment.
Napkin business.
In the flowers. Big moment for Adam. He was finally told, guess what, Adam? You go stand by that fridge. You're going to have a scene. So, like,
yes, this is terrifying. I was so scared for Adam. And this is the scene. It's like a seminal scene, you know?
Yeah.
Because I said seminal, so I wanted to point that out. And also because we finally hear why Adam never gets to talk.
Yeah. So... So he's there texting right next to the fridge, and Lisa's like, Adam, what are you doing on your phone? He's like, well, I feel like I'm holding the fort down. Well, why didn't you go to Mexico? Oh, I have bills to pay. Oh, but Sheena
like,
went.
But I got bills to pay. Yeah. What is he talking like? What's his voice? It's not an accent.
It was like an like, Appalachian. It was like he just came down from the mountains or something like that.
Yeah, he's like, I got bills to pay. It's like, oh, no.
Yeah, poor exactly. Adam. This was like very much like Law and Order, Sexy Unique Restaurant Edition, because Lisa was getting trying to get to the bottom. I will. All right. She's just like interrogating him. Like, what are you doing here? What sort of text plan do you have? Have you gone over your data plan, Adam?
Why haven't you asked me why I'm dressed like Jackie Onassis, the biggest victim of the 60s?
So like, well, I wasn't invited to that. I've got to work, Lisa. I'm here to work. It's like, but aren't you an item with Sheena Benina Mastantina? And he's like, an item? Don't say that, Lisa. Gee willikers, especially in front of her. I'm just worried that we're going to get too close. And she's going to think something's happening, but nothing's happening, Lisa. I'm like, oh, my God, it's the male Britney. No wonder they set her up with Britney. They set her up with Adam last year.
Yeah, I feel like he's like, now, excuse me, Lisa, I have to write some letters to home. Dear mother, life in Los Angeles is good, but I sure do miss your apple pie. I'm concerned because the women here seem to be rather loose with their morals and have an affection towards knives around their ankles. I'm concerned. Please send money. It's played with like a, there's like a harmonica in the background and like a slow Ken Burns pan over a map.
Yeah. And I'm not sure why he's telling Lisa all this, but it's like kind of a cry for help. It's like, I'll still get to keep my job. Gee willikers, right? But he shows her his phone. He's like, you want to see a picture she sent me? And he shows her. And it's that one where she's wearing the knife in her cuff. Like, oh, we've been talking about a million times.
That
and
photo.
She's in like a thong and she's trying to be Lara Croft, but her face is just like, ah!
It's like the photo that would be on like the cover of like, it would be a photo that'd be like on a billboard for like an army surplus convention. I don't know. It's just like, what, you know, when you're like on the highway and you see those billboards, it's like, yeah, coming in June for 2 days, yeah, buy your knives and leather. Yeah. Pouches, you know.
Those always seem to be in town when we're traveling, by the way. That's why we know what those signs look like, because we see them everywhere. It's like, is there a knife show every day in some town?
Seriously, it's like those random ass conventions that they hire some random girl from Azusa. It's like, that's Sheena right now.
So Lisa Vanderpump looking at this picture of Sheena on Adam's phone was the funniest fucking thing. She just looks at it like, ew, it's like bolognese made with meat. You did. So she's disgusted, and she goes, well, what did you, and you didn't respond to that, darling. And he's like, well, I didn't even know what to say. And she's like, you're a man. Every man knows what to say to that, darling. I would never. Actually, I could actually pull my breast up. And she starts playing with her boobs in the the diary room.
Yeah, exactly. And Adam's like, I just don't want her to get too attached. I mean, I was thinking about asking her to go steady, but I don't know anymore, Lisa, Mom.
And she's like, well, you know, Sheena, she hopes for a magical life and it never works out. So please be kind to her.
Please treat her like a VHS tape that needs to be rewound. Be kind.
You don't rewind Sheena before you bring her back. I'm charging you 50 cents, young man.
But that's going to take 3 minutes. You do what I say.
When you are here. You are polite, you smile, and you are kind and rewind, Sheena.
So now it's dinner in Mexico, and they're like arriving at this beautiful table that has like, it's like facing the ocean, but or at least like half the table is, obviously the other half table, other half, you're not facing the ocean. So Lala's like, I need an ocean view. I need it. Like, and I can't sit at the end. Like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. Now listen. You know, I get it. She has anxiety. She's talked about it before. I'm not going to make fun of the anxiety, but I will make fun of is like this over the top, like demonstrate, like, okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3. I need a napkin right now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3. Napkin. Okay. Thank you. I have my napkin now.
I'm glad like, Raquel wasn't there because Raquel would just fall asleep. 1, 2, 3.
Raquel. She gets hypnotized by Lala's anxiety.
Because you know Raquel goes to bed and counts sheep. You know she does.
And I know.
One. Yeah. Two.
I never know how many sheep come over that fence.
Six.
Now, again, I just want to clarify. I understand that counting is probably part of what helps with the anxiety. I just think that Lala was just so demonstrative of, like, I am feeling potential anxiety right now. It was, like, just very showy, you know. And I don't know. Yeah. I don't know if it makes me wrong for saying that or not, but watching it, it felt showy.
Who gives a shit? I say stop being a wuss. It's the second time you're trying to take up everybody else's air, being a drama queen about something stupid. Cut it out. If you want to be interesting, be interesting. Okay. Don't do coke in the day. How about that?
Yeah.
So what kind of actor are you that doesn't want to be with your back to the sunset? Listen, if you're ever in a restaurant and there's a TV playing or there's a beautiful sunset and only half of the people get to look at the sunset, sit where the sunset is so that everybody's looking longingly at you. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. That's how to feel cute, like a good actor. I mean, who is this?
So Brittany has to like rub Lala's arm and Jack's just like rolling his eyes. And then he like looks over and he sees that like Brittany's holding the arm. He's like, oh, are we doing prayers? I like that Jax thought for a second that there might be a religious moment happening on a Vanderpump Rules cast trip.
Oh, he's Christian now, you know. He's very Christian. He's very Tamara Judge Christian-y. I'm sure next year we're going to get Jax bending over backwards in a pool.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Chris is at the end of the table going, Bo taught me how to say butterfly in sign language. It's like this.
That's my name in butterfly. Mariposa, caca.
Mariposa, caca.
Caca.
Caca. Caca. Posa. Caca. Caca.
And Stassi's just watching Lala like you. She's like, Lala, are you okay? She's like, 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. And so they're just all trying to have fun, even though Ariana's trying to like do a full-on Sybil demonstration down at the end of the table.
Yeah.
And Ariana's like, you don't like pickled onions? I'll totally eat your pickled onions. And Bo's like, that's what she said. And I thought, God, you know what? Sometimes you just find somebody that fits right in with your group of friends perfectly.
I know. But also, I wrote that down as well because I was like, that actually makes no sense. Like, it doesn't, like, that's what she said. I'm not sure exactly how that plays. Like, how pickled onions is a sexual innuendo.
Because it's a pickle. Yeah. He heard pickle.
Okay, I mean, I appreciate the sentiment. I just felt like, when you get down to brass tacks.
I mean, this is Vanderpump Rules, okay? You don't have to do it right. You hear the word pickle. And you say something about a dick.
All right, sure. So now Kristen's nipple starts to hang out, and she's like, oh, my nipple. Oh, wait, that's just a bruise. Oh, never mind.
That Carter bit me. Oh, Mariposa.
Mariposa. Caw, caw. I'm sending my nipple off to the ocean.
God, these headphones are making the back of my ears sweaty. That is so gross.
I hate when that happens.
I don't think I've ever had that before.
Ronnie.
What?
Squeeze my arm, please, squeeze my arm, please, squeeze it harder, okay, up on the back rub, okay,
okay,
middle, please. In the middle, to the left,
okay.
To the right,
okay?
Do a Z pattern,
okay,
this is helping my anxiety so fucking much, harder, squeeze my hand,
Who goes out with that person, you know? Now I want them to yell at her like it's her first season again.
Yeah, it's like a little over the top. And Lala's like, Stassi, do I look tired? Do I look like I'm in a fog? And Stassi's like, she feels like she's being set up for a trick. She's like, or a trap. She's like, you look tired, but beautiful.
Yeah, and she's like, yeah, but do I look like worn down? I'm like, yes, your eyes are crossed. Your face isn't moving. You look like you fucking died in the middle of a sandstorm, okay? Because you get Botox every morning. So, yes, you look like all of the above, and you're fine. So shut up, okay?
She's like, Lala's like, I need you to, like, pull your shit together and judge me right now. And so she's like, I can't. This is too much. Yeah, can we just, like, look at Kristen over there? Kristen's like,
she's like, I did not get your plane to come here, so no, I'm not playing along with this.
Yeah.
So then, at the bar, Jax and Brittany are talking.
That they're talking, okay? They go, they sit at the bar, they order ice water, and then Brittany says,
I'm just realizing how lucky I am to have a fiance that just wants me to be healthy and happy.
I'm like, you got tap water in Mexico. He ordered you guys both tap water in Mexico.
That's a good point. Because, well, she said sparkling, but he just ignored her, which is funny. She's, like, trying to save her own life.
I mean, I'm sure, actually, the resort probably filters their water, but I just feel like the general consensus is don't drink the water in Mexico. And he's like, I'll have two waters, please. Two waters, because we're going to stay healthy.
And I'm sorry, but if Jax wanted you to be healthy and happy, he wouldn't be sticking his penis into you. Do you know where that thing has been? That's like sticking a preschool inside of you.
I can't.
All those germs. I mean the germs, okay?
I was like, that's somehow, I couldn't.
I mean the germs. The other night there was a lady at the show, and she's like, oh, don't touch me. I'm a teacher, and I haven't washed my hands yet. And do you know how many germs I have on my... I was like, ugh. Yeah.
I know.
So it's been on my mind. Sorry.
Children.
Okay, so yeah, she's like, I'm so lucky to have Jax. And then Tom is pole dancing outside, and Ariana... I love when Ariana gets drunk and abuses Tom.
She's like,
shut up, stupid. Sit your fat ass, annoying ass down.
Yeah, stop it. Sit down.
God.
Yeah.
So then Stassi finally is happy because Bo's doing what she wants to do, and they're in bed. And she's like, I love you more than Ranch. And I'm like, if you keep doing exactly what she wants you to do, you're going to be having a great time in this relationship.
So then Lala's at in her room. She calls up her mom, and she's like, Mom, the fact that my emotions are not being managed, it's like torture for me. And the mom's like, yeah, I know, sorry. Mom's like, every fucking night my daughter calls me up, and I gotta sit here and listen to the same old shit every single time and just say, sorry.
Yeah, okay. So then outside, the girls are talking about her panic attacks. And Sheena's like, oh my God, she's like very vocal. She's having a panic attack. She's like vocal. It's like,
because Sandoval thinks, Tom thinks that basically that Lala gets like a lot of attention from Rand. And so since Rand isn't around, she's not getting the attention. So she's feeling anxiety. And Sheena, who just had this lovely scene with Lala at the top of the episode in that pool where it's like, I'm here for you forever. She immediately is like, I think like, no offense, but like the group has been like up her ass and treating her like she can do no wrong. Like even
since
before,
since her dad died, Mariposa. Good call.
And she's like, no, but like even before that, like even before her dad died, everyone's been up her ass, and no one's just gonna say like everyone's been up her ass because she's dating a rich guy who could possibly get them an extra job one day.
Yeah.
You know?
And Kristen says something that makes very little sense to me, as usual. She goes, I am hypersensitive to everyone, and if I knew you were ever upset, I'd be up your ass. I'm like, does she mean that, like she's sensitive to everyone's, like, emotional needs, so she will always be there to comfort someone if someone's...
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's bullshit. That's okay, Kristen, okay.
Yeah. If you ever need me, I'm so up your ass.
Like, I'm like, have you seen seasons Mike 1-5?
Also, like, Kristen, you're purposely excluding someone and trying to like take their entire career away, and like, come on, let's like,
yeah, while you like dangle yourself like at the end of the table yelling Mariposa. So Sheena, now we get to the real axe that Sheena has to grind. She's like, I mean, last night when we were at the club, like, you know, like, I wasn't the one that Lala wanted to make out with. Like, not that I cared, because I was too busy sending Snapchats to Autumn, and which he wasn't responding to, which was, like, kind of crazy, because, like, Rob would respond to my Snapchats in, like, 7 minutes or less. But anyway, when Lala needs me, like, I'm there for her. But, like, I guess, like, I'm not good enough to be made out with when she's drunk. Okay.
That was beautiful that was her explanation. And it's also so hilarious that Sheena's now this self-aware person that she knows that that's... Even if she doesn't know what it is, the camera people know what it is. Because every time Lala made out with somebody, the cameras immediately moved over to catch Sheena's reaction.
Yeah.
And Sheena was so upset every time.
Yeah.
She's like, not gonna lie, that's selfish.
Yeah. Mm. But you know what, though? There is... believe it or not, there is something to it. Because, like... Lala comes and like is like, oh my God, like we're besties, shishu. But then when they're all partying, she only wants to be like fun and silly with the other girls and not with Sheena.
Well, it's because the other girls don't like Sheena, so she's just doing whatever the other girls want. Right. She'll be nice to James if the other girls aren't around. She'll be nice to Billy Lee if no one else is around. It's only when everybody else is around that she's nasty to everybody, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's typical mean girl, you know, and I feel for her that she's that insecure that she wants to be like in with those girls, but
yeah,
it is what it is. And I'm not buying your anxiety bullshit, especially when you treat people like that.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
That's true. It's true. So, Katie walks into her hotel room, and, there are a bunch of like rose petals and Cheetos and junk food.
Snickers. I mean, damn, there is, Because, you know, Tom number two is like, okay, get her some of her favorite snack foods, and then maybe we'll line those up to the bed, because she really likes snacking in bed. And they put I mean, they just dumped shit all over. I'm just impressed that they didn't have, like, a pool of ranch in there. You know?
That was probably what was coming asses. Next. Yeah, Tom goes, I'm going to seduce Katie with two of her favorite things, music and junk food. Like, I feel like that's, like, not a nice thing to say on camera about your wife.
I know, because Katie's always so worried about it. Katie does not have a weight problem. We just saw her in a bikini, and she looks great. But she's got that in her head or whatever, that she's got a weight problem. And so he makes a line of junk food for Katie. Hello. Yeah.
I know, it's like Hansel and Gretel. So so Katie walks, and she's like, I'm speechless. Really? Really? And Tom has, like, a range for this violinist to hide in the bathroom until he like, says the code word, which is meow. So he's like, meow, meow, meow. And Katie's like, what the fuck with my husband right now? And the violinist comes out and is playing Air on a G-string, which I think is, like, the most appropriate, like, classical song to ever play for this group. Air on a G-string. It's basically the story of, like, Jax's love life.
I can't believe you knew what that song was. You go, boy.
It's a super famous classical composition, and the reason why I know it is
I recognized it. I just didn't know the name of it.
The reason why I knew it is because when growing up, we had the Yellow Submarine soundtrack, and in some of the score, it, like, samples Air on a G-string, and I was always like, I like that part, Mom. And so my mom told me it's Air on a G-string, and I just always remembered it.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
I love it. You see, you learn something every Vanderpump Rules recap.
I feel like the Vanderpump Rules version would be Hair on a G-string, but that's fine.
Yeah, so Tom, too, baby talks her a lot. He's like, Papa, I've been neglecting you, and now my name is Tom Juan, the world's greatest lover. And then they fuck in a bed of diabetes. Okay, so Kristen crying on a balcony into... Oh, she's not crying, she's just tired. But yeah, it's Kristen, balcony so it looks like she's crying.
The balcony's crying. The balcony.
The balcony's crying. The
balcony's like, please get this fucking wannabe Mariposa off of me.
The seagulls are crying. They're like, oh, God, here comes the caw-caw girl again.
She thinks she's one of us, that stupid bitch. The seagulls and the butterflies are like, okay, let's stop our feud. Let's join forces to get rid of this bitch because she's trying to claim both of us. And you know what? If this war between us continues, we're all going to be destroyed by her. Because obviously, in case anyone didn't know, there is a war between seagulls and butterflies.
There is now.
Yeah.
Mariposa. Oh! So then she's texting Ariana. She's like, I'm fucking tired. Oh, my boob. And Tom's like,
dude, you left a lasting impression with her by making out. Like, you're just going to leave me. And, like, next thing I know, you guys are going to be scissoring. I'm like, don't put it past her. Okay. Yeah. Kristen, yeah. You know, she's done it before. She'll do it again. Yeah. Patterns.
Ariana's like, my friendship with Kristen is like a garden. You plant a seed and you water it sometimes and you're like not paying attention to it. And then all of a sudden you go out and you just have zucchini. I'm like, that is such garden privilege. I have never been able to grow anything like that. Okay, Ariana. So sorry.
Think of it more like when you put a potato in a jar of water and then you forget that it's there. And then before you know it, there's like roaches all over it, you know, and it's got like big, long, stringy, weird hair. And you don't understand how this could happen to a potato. No.
I think of it like when you put an onion. I have like a little bowl on my counter, and like my onion bowl, like I put onions in there or like garlic or whatever, and you put an onion in there and then like you forget about it and you keep getting new onions, and so the original onion never gets used, and finally you're like, I'm gonna cook something and I'm gonna use that original onion, and you pick it up and it has like, it's grown like a stalk out of its butt and it's sort of like squishy, and you're like, oh, dude.
Dude, bro, you're scissoring my onion.
Okay, so then
she's
we go
a forgotten
over to,
onion.
We go over to Sheena brushing her teeth, which is the funniest fucking thing. So she's brushing her teeth while Lala's in bed with her bottle in her like her towel turban thing, and she's just watching Sheena, and Sheena's like, Jesus Christ, Sheena, calm down over there.
She's like, so I don't have one of those toothbrushes that uses, I don't have a sonic hair, so instead I make my own sound waves to break up my tartar.
And Lala looks like she's so annoyed because Sheena really is brushing her teeth very loudly, which I don't think I've ever said that about anybody before.
Yeah.
So Lala's like, this is not good. And I was like, oh my God, she's going to yell at Sheena about brushing her teeth like that. I can't wait. And she's like, we have to go to the fucking airport.
Yeah.
And Sheena's like, is it anxiety? Would you like to make out with somebody that's not me? Because there's like literally a million people that you could be ignoring me for right now. Would that make you happy?
I was like, actually, yes. She was like, are you still surprised? Anxious? Having to fly commercial is tough. I know.
And Lala was like, yeah, that part is killing me.
Yeah.
So they're packing up, and Kristen tells us, she's like, I feel like this trip's really like shown how much I've grown. Like, sayonara to Nutty Kristen, and hello, Mariposa Cacaw!
Cacaw! And then, like, while she's, like, proclaiming her, like, new Mariposa, like, personality, you see her, like, rummaging through her bag. She's like a crazy person on the street.
Oh, God, the moth is back. Hi, babe. I'm sorry I was scared of you. Come back to me.
Babe. Babe. Hi, come over here, babe.
Babe. Lisa Vanderpump is the most manipulative moth I've ever seen, babe.
You know what? That moth sounds like it speaks British. I bet it used the word nip.
The only people that use the word nip are British people and moths.
I think it's a well-known fact that the only people who say poor creature is also moths.
Oh, hi, honey. Come on. Sit on my finger like I'm... Sit on my finger. Mariposa. Like a
Mariposa.
On. Show everybody what a miracle worker I am now that I've been watching animal Facebook videos and nonsense. It is coming. Look, did you see that?
No, because you froze on TV Party.
It is literally coming down to me as I talk to it.
Is come it here. Really? Are you really going to be like
came,
the moth whisperer?
It didn't sit on my finger, but it came down to the camera.
I want
to
see come it. Here. Okay, I'm.
Darn it.
I'll call it.
Well, maybe they'll see it on crap.
What do moths respond to? What noise do they like
now,
a lot?
He's shy. I don't. Usually when I want to attract animals, I talk like this. Hello, come here. Come on. Over here.
Come here, mothy moth.
Sounding dulcet tones of Rondel.
Seriously, Rondel I'm like a Mariposa right now, and you like care about a moth instead? Seriously? Seriously?
Moth, come back. You're embarrassing me in front of my friend.
Moth is not having it. Moth is like, if you really cared about me, you'd turn off that damn camera and give me some real attention.
I want that moth to come to me one time tonight. Okay.
Come to me, baby. Come to, Okay, so now in their hotel room, Brittany, before they're packing, Brittany's like,
oh, JX, we still have to finish up making our engagement party. Yes. Okay, so far we have my mom, my dad, Linda, Wes, Tiffany, Blake, Austin, Militia, Carol, Wendy, Tom, Katie. Yes, I do have a friend named Militia. I can see you're still thinking about that. Lisa, Ken, Erica, Jesse, Jamie, Ed, Amy, Mikey, Lisa.
I felt like it sounded like the whitest kid party at Peter Piper Pizza ever. It's like Sam, Bob, Mike, Joe,
Logan, and Golan.
When she's like, who do you want to come? He's like, I'm like, Tom and Tom, you got them? No, Jax.
Yeah.
Tom, and I know sometimes there's Tom, a little bit of Erica on the side, a little bit of Jessica by my side, a little bit.
Brittany, you're doing Lou Mamba again.
Oh, damn it.
You're doing Mamba number 5 again. Darn it!
She literally said Militia. Maybe she said Melissa, but it sounded like Militia to me. Like, she has a friend named Militia.
Oh. So Brittany's like, I got Sheena's mama on there, too.
Now I have to ask this, and I'll ask this again, even though I've asked it before. Should we invite Jessica and Joanne and Judy and Peanut Face?
She's like, what about your mama? And he's like, no. No, that's the thing about not talking to your mom. Like, now the wedding's coming up. What am I supposed to do about her? Stop acting like you were so fucking traumatized by your mother. Your mother lost her husband. Call your mother.
Yeah, Jax. Invite her. You know what you do? You invite her even though you're mad at her. Because guess what? In like 15 years from now, when you're thinking back on your first wedding, and you'll be like, damn, I wish my mom was there to see me be happy with Brittany before I ruined our marriage.
Yeah, stop being a dick, Jax.
Yeah.
It's your mother.
Yeah, invite her.
Jax is like stressing out because there's so many people, you know. And then Brittany's like, well, I don't know about your mama, but I know about this. No James Kennedy, that's for sure. And he's like, okay, yeah, I don't want him. You don't want him to DJ for you? Just kidding. And she's like, well, what about Billy Lee? She's never done nothing to me. I really like Billy Lee. And he's like, no, hell no. I don't even know her, okay? Yeah. And I don't like how she acts to my friends.
Yeah, he says, I don't want any hiccups, only farts, okay?
Once again, doing my least favorite thing when people act like they're doing a big fucking favor by inviting you to something you have to take a gift to.
Yeah, exactly. So now we go back to Los Angeles, and James Raquel and Billy Lee are at Vanderpump Dogs, home of many scandals. And James is and Raquel are going to be having a puppy party, or as he says, it's a puppy party. Get it? And I was like, actually, I did not. And then it took me like a few like seconds to be like, oh, I guess he was saying paw.
Because he went, oh, party, get it?
It's going to be a great party. We're going to have hors d'oeuvres. We're going to have lots and lots of hors d'oeuvres. So many hors d'oeuvres. You've never seen so many hors d'oeuvres before in your life. I'm going to make a new song called hors d'oeuvres. Hors d'oeuvres, hors d'oeuvres.
We even got to have a tasting party for the hors d'oeuvres. I can't do it. It's for dogs.
I just like that he kept saying hors d'oeuvres.
Yeah. Oh, James. And Raquel is so excited about this stupid party. She's like, because you know that she thinks this is the most brilliant idea ever. Like, okay, no one will invite us to their party, so let's have our own party that they can come to. I'm like, if they're icing you out.
Yeah. And there'll be puppies there because everyone likes puppies. And clearly, Lisa Vanderpump will be able to get behind a puppy agenda, so they'll have to come. That's like their big plan. And then Billy Lee is like, So my plan is that I want to do a white party brunch, and it's going to be Sarah's first white party. I'm like, I think the entire show is a white party. Have you seen it?
Sir is a never-ending white party.
It's the whitest party white of people all. Party.
It's taken over from Kyle Richards' yearly white people party that she used to have. So she's like, it's the first white party, and sir, I'm going to ask Lisa for you to DJ because you did it last time. And he's like, it was great, wasn't it? And she's like, well, there was a little craziness. And he's like, Lola was a craziness.
Yeah.
Which is true, but this isn't going to end well.
Yeah, because Billy is like, Lola's like the ultimate mean girl. And James is like, yeah, she completely changed, which is true. Like, it's 100% true. But at the same time, you also said horrific things to her on camera for a long time. And then you also said terrible things to her boyfriend. So finally she's like, you know what? Fuck you. See, the show, no, you can never take anyone's side because they've all done something wrong.
Yeah. It's weird, though, that your alliances can flip so much because usually I'm Team Billy Lee in this fight.
Yeah.
And usually Team James, but James seems like he's fucked up the whole time, and he's trying to get people to shoot with him when he was told that he's not allowed to be fucked up anymore.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm getting a little tired of this.
Yeah.
But also, it's episode 18, and this show should have been done, like, 6 weeks ago. Like, let's face it, okay? You don't need to have 24 episodes a year. Okay? Yeah. Sorry. Love your show.
Yeah, although I enjoyed this episode. So now we have, like, a Trixie Monocle moment, although I'm pretty sure it was, like, Erica Jane, because it was like,
have a minute, bitch. Again, have a minute, bitch.
I'm better than this.
I'm better than this? I thought it was have a minute,
bitch. That's what I wrote. Who knows? I don't know. I feel like I'd never write them down correctly.
Incomplete
to me is like a raging jam in my head. You know, that's probably not the way the song goes at all.
Yeah. So Lala shows up at Sir, or she's wearing like a bikini top sort of thing. Like, or I don't know, it was like they're just like extreme. Is that a halter top, crop top, whatever it is?
I don't know. Yeah, I didn't think it was so bad. What the hell?
But it was basically like, it was like a very exposed midriff. It looked like a, I don't know. So, whatever.
Hello, the boobs hang out of the uniforms at Sir, okay? Yeah. They have to tape the uniforms to their bodies at Sir.
Yeah.
So, I don't want to hear Lisa like, what is this, a brothel? Yes, it is a brothel. We all know it's a brothel. Stop trying to fucking trick us all the time. And since when are you telling women they can't look like hoes? You force them to look like hoes every other day of the week.
Yeah. So Jax and Sandoval are bartending, and Jax is like, oh man, I haven't had a solid poop in 4 days. I'm like, well, remember that tap water you got at the bar? So
yeah, no one, I guess they all had it, because no one can poop, because no waiter is going to pay for a bottle of water. I'll tell you that right now. Okay, we know what a racket that is.
Yeah.
So they all have it. So they all talk about their poop for a while. Katie's talking to Lala. She's like, how's your poop? And Lala's like, I literally have the shits. Like, this is great.
I feel like, but there, I think, you know, I'm surprised that they almost seemed angry about it, because I feel like in LA, when you get like the shits, it's like, oh my God, great news. I have diarrhea. I'm so happy. I'm going to lose like 4 pounds right now.
I know. It's like the best diet ever. I like will eat my fingernails hoping to get something.
Yeah. It's like, I've had people say, I literally have had people say, I'm like, oh man, but I'm saying things like these guys are saying, like, man, I have like, things are going right through me. People say, oh my God, congratulations.
Yeah, no kidding. We're in LA, you know, just like you eat raw chicken, you eat chicken tartare on purpose here and just pray, you know, chicken tartare and a prayer, the new special.
So, Tom Sandoval is still bartending at Sir, and it's kind of like, what are you doing here, Tom? Like, you own a bar now. And basically what he wanted to say was like, yeah, but I get tips here. Because when I show up,
I don't get tipped for being an owner. I just have to stand there for free all night.
Yeah, exactly.
So then Tom number two arrives at Tom Tom. He's like, Leo, missed you. You're my family. Gosh, I'll never abandon you again. And I really hate when people at restaurants say we're like a family. It just makes me crazy. It's always made me crazy at every restaurant ever. If I'm your family, then stop forcing me to get you water, okay? Because yeah. I would never, ever do that with my sister. I'd be like, exactly. Bitch, get it yourself.
And Brittany, meanwhile, she walks over to Jax down at Sir, and she's like, I'd like to have 2 strawberrinis. And he's like, okay, I'll make them.
No, no, no. Those are my friends. I want to put them on the list. Strawberrini 1, strawberrini 2. Honey!
She is really like Mama at a Cracker Barrel today. I don't know what's gotten into Brittany. Like, Brittany, we just saw your personality 5 minutes ago, okay? It's like totally different today. So so then who else comes up? Raquel comes in. She's like, hi.
3 times 3 is 9.
She's like, hi. Is Christopher Robin working tonight?
So Jax and Britt, we're gonna have a puppy shower to celebrate Graham in our family.
He's our family.
They're like, what the fuck is it? You can see Jax is like, I drive a beer cooler and I'm confused by this.
Yeah, Jax gets like the like coke worry eyes. He's like, doink. It's like he just heard mashed potato bar. It's like that someone just said his trigger word, you know. He's like, doink.
Yeah.
And he's like, what the fuck is a puppy shower? She's like, phew, whew, there's nothing going on up there. Like, hello. Jax, you have never said one sentence correctly. Okay. Yeah. You're not really one to be throwing stones in this house of grandma.
Yeah. Jax is like, I hate to say this because you look so sad, but if it was just you, I would go, but I can't go into James to do something with James. And Brittany's like, yeah, I don't feel comfortable going to James's house. And I think it was in here that we get a reminder of what, like, the terrible thing that James did, which is that he like said 2 lines from his, like, he made some, like, freestyled 2 lines mentioning faith. In one of his shows.
Jax fucks faith, yeah.
Yeah, and like it's like the biggest crime that has ever beset Brittany, even though it's her fiancé who actually did the act, and James is just merely...
It is not her fiancé. It is her fiancé!
Thank you. Thank you for clarifying that.
I have to, because she just says it crazier every time.
When we were in Phoenix over the weekend, it was like very hard for me to not go up to every cactus I saw and go, wearing guy.
So Jax is like, no. And he goes, you know what? He hasn't even been around here for 3 months. And it feels great. Like, look around. Like, no one, you know, no one's upset. Everyone's happy. Like, everyone's been happy without him here. And, you know, I'd maybe go if it was just you because you have, like, really sad eyes right now. But, like, no. And Brittany has gotten really good at being a bitch for Jax. So she's like, I don't want you to think I don't love you, but I wouldn't feel comfortable. And then Raquel tells us, she's like, I thought at least
Brittany with a go. Come.
Jax is like, and so she leaves all dejected and sad, which is just so mean, you know? Right. I don't know what the way to do it is, but he's like, no, you're still iced out because I said so.
Yeah.
Which just sucks.
Poor Raquel. I just want to pet her hair. Like, just be like, it's okay, Raquel. So then Lisa Vanderpump.
God, that girl's probably been patted on the head more than like a buzzer on Let's Make a Deal, you know, or like a buzzer on, what's the one? Whammy, no whammy. No, no whammy, whammy, no whammy, no whammy. Boom! What's that one?
Press Your Luck.
Yeah, Press Your Luck. She's been patted on the head more than a button on Press Your Luck, that girl.
So I was just trying desperately to think of like a good like whammy joke in regards to Raquel, but I just couldn't do it. We're having a whammy
really
shower.
Sad.
We're having a whammy shower. No whammies, Raquel. No whammies.
And then she leaves, and Jax is like, congrats on your new puppy, though. Oh, God, such an asshole.
So Lisa Vanderpump walks in, yeah. And Lala's like,
hello!
And Lala's like, hello, Queen Vanderpump. And she's like, Lala, what are you... Not wearing.
Ooh. Yeah, dang.
And Lala goes, you're welcome. I don't see a pussy bow on you. This doesn't make sense.
You need a sore t-shirt. This is a restaurant, not a strip club.
Although we do have a good strip steak. Get it.
Now get that tartar in a ramekin, please.
So Lala's like, that really bums me out. She's like, well, I'm sorry it bums you out.
But you'll need to put some clothes on, Nippy Russell.
So, too soon. So
I'm sorry, I was thinking about Nipsey Russell.
Oh.
Not Nipsey Hussle.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, did not mean to slam. I know people are very sensitive. I wasn't being mean on purpose.
I wasn't even talking about Nipsey Hussle. I'm saying too soon because Nipsey Russell, still dear to our hearts. You know, one time, fun fact, back when I was an intern in 1998, I rode an elevator with Nipsey Russell and Charlie Rose.
Well, there you go.
Memories of being an intern, the things you wind up, the elevators you wind up in.
Drip single tear. So she sees Billy Lee and she's like, hello, Billy Lee Lee. You look happy. And she's like, oh, yeah. So for brunch, we're doing a white party. And she goes, yes, on Saturday.
I have a girl. So Billy Lee's like, oh, well, I thought it'd be fun if James could be the DJ.
She's like, I don't know about that, Billy Lee.
She's like, but Lala came in, and Lala was the one who came in and acted crazy. And she gets her, like, crazy mad eyes when Billy Lee gets mad. She gets like, like, her eyes get really big. And Vanderpump's like, well, I've made so many allowances for Jamesy Wamesy. And she tells us, I told James if he ever wants to come back here, he has to stop drinking completely. And he hasn't.
And they, for the evidence, they used a clip of him finally admitting that he had one beer with his good old dad.
Yeah, stupid dad.
Yeah, so, I don't think anyone's under the impression that James has only had one beer.
You know? So Billy starts to protest. She's like, I think it's pretty ridiculous that James, and Lisa Vanderpump is like, I actually don't care what you think right now, so I prefer you get another DJ. Might I suggest DJ Rocio?
You should see how she spins a shoe.
You should see how she spins a saucer for tea time.
But James has such an amazing energy. She's like, I don't care.
And then Lala, who senses that Billy Lee is getting in trouble, just traipses in. She's now wearing a t-shirt, but she's like tucked the t-shirt like under her thing. So it's like showing just as much skin as before. But yes, the shoulders are covered now. She's like, hate to break this up. Is this better? Is this better? Sorry, who are you talking to? Some lame ass hostess.
Yeah, and Billy Lee's eyes get really big. She's so mad. She's like hugging the menus. Like, you know, she wants to hit Lala with those menus. And then Lala's like, thank y'all. And Billy Lee's like, I don't know how she gets to run around here half naked at work. And I've been through so much in my life, and she makes me feel like shit. But James brings amazing energy. And Lisa's like, no. She's like, well, I'm going to go crazy. I'm so fucking pissed off. And she's like, don't use that language with me, Miss Billy Lee. I made you.
You were just a Billy Lee when you first started working here, and now you're Billy Leela.
So Billy goes stomping off, and Lisa Vanderpump, you know, follows her, and she's like, "You do not talk to me that way, okay? Who do you think you are, Chef Joe? I don't care whether you're fighting someone else's cause. You do not talk to me like that. You use the F-bomb. Oh, I only accept the S-bomb, as in knock you spark out, right, Ken? I'll knock her spark out.
Especially when you are holding this in your hand." And she grabs the menu. She's like, "You are holding this, a stained velvet oversized map to the goat cheese bowls.
It's what we call a menu, so you can choose if you want crazy enchiladas or some salmon.
Now I'm going to say this once and I'm going to never say it again. Business, business, manila envelope, manila envelope. Good day, ma'am."
I was drinking some water.
Like, well, I guess that I have to agree with you, and that's just what you want, is for me to just shut up and agree with you. And she's like, "Yes, now you've got it."
Perfect. Well done, Billy. Well done. Go get them.
No. So Brittany and Sheena are over at the old trusty refrigerator.
Yeah.
And Sheena's like, "I am the restaurant in the lounge." And Brittany's like, "I'm always on this side, but I really like to go over there and just give Jack some trouble."
Yeah, she was like, "Well, when we got off the airplane, like while you guys were in your Ubers on the way to West Hollywood, Autumn was already at my apartment. Yeah, as soon as the plane landed, he was like, 'On my way.'"
I mean, I was like, "You didn't return my Facebooks or my Instas or my tweets or my LinkedIns?" And I'm like, then suddenly, like, I'm on top of him, and then he's like, "Whoosh!" And he, like, got out of there, and, like, he got on the ground, and, like, next thing you know, he's, like, on my thumb roller on the ground because he got a Charlie horse because I was on top of him, and I'm like, "Of course I'm going to take a video of him when he's going to get Charlie horse and he's half naked on my floor." Ah!
I mean, like, his muscles were hard, but his dick was soft. I was like, "Oh, my God, like a Charlie horse." Like, I was like, "Oh, my God, you know what? I'll ride a Charlie horse any day." Brittany's like, "Okay."
She's like, "Did you get a list going for your party?" I was like, "Oh my God, please don't ask about the list. Please.
Yeah.
Please."
Yeah. So now over up at Tom Tom, Sheena goes up to Tom Tom because it's Sheena. I'm sorry, is it Sheena? Stassi, sorry. Stassi, Bo, and Ariana. And Tom Schwartz brings them shots and stuff. And nothing happens. I don't know why I wrote down any of that. They literally
so then Billy
shots.
Lee and Sheena, Billy Lee sees Sheena, and she's like, "Can I talk to you a sec? I just got into it with Lisa really bad because James was completely respectful at my brunch, and now he's not allowed to DJ at my white party." And Sheena's like, "Well, I love James too, and he's like my friend, but I've learned to separate myself because, like, I want to be included in this group, and, like, I don't want you to be excluded from things like Jackson Brittany's party. I mean, that's kind of amazing. And now you can't go because you remind him of James." Well, shouldn't have said that.
Yeah.
Like, geez, Sheena.
Like, she had just gotten that information 5 seconds ago. Oopsies. Lesson to be learned. Just be fake so you can be on camera and be with friends who don't like you.
Yeah, maybe that'll teach Lala to make out with me next time. It's like, you're in the wrong fight right now, stupid. So Billy Lee, of course, is like, like, she gets really upset because she's being excluded again.
Yeah.
And she's like...
She's really upset, and she says to Sheena, "I hope you stand up for me, because, like, I've stood up for you nonstop when they've talked shit about you, and you've been the outcast, and you know that, so I hope you stand up for me." And you can tell Sheena was like, "Yeah, totally, I'll totally stand up for you." So Sheena's like,
Sheena's laughing's my favorite.
I know, you do it so much better. I try to do it, every time I try to do it, I basically
you do it good, it makes me laugh when you do it.
I just sound like a helicopter that's being powered down. So so now Billy Lee marches over to Brittany. Billy's doing a lot of marching from room to room this episode. She's like getting all her steps in.
Yeah, I'm wondering if Billy Lee really thought she was like a main cast member this year. She's probably shot a bunch of scenes.
Yeah.
She's probably so pissed when she watches this and they've cut her pretty much out of everything that she's not having like a total fit in, yeah. You know.
So she goes to Brittany and is like, "I heard you don't want to invite me to your party." And Brittany, to soften the blow, Brittany's like, No, it's not that I don't want to invite you. It's just that, like, we have only so many spaces and Strawberry 1 and Strawberry 2 are coming. And, you know, it's just that, like, whenever I talk to Jax about it, he just doesn't think you're a trustworthy person. That's all. It's nothing personal. We just think you're a terrible person.
She's like, so it's this decision? She's like, yeah, yeah. And then she tells us, when it comes to $75 a plate, listen, Jack's put the axe on it. And you know that Jack's like literally put axe on it.
You axe body,
you know.
Axe body,
and she's like, he's my fiance. Yeah. We don't want fighting, Billy Lee. And Billy Lee's like, it's not like me and James are a couple, okay? It's not like he's not my brother. He's not my like best friend. He's my coworker, and I support him. And Brittany's like, yeah, but I feel like there's so much tension, and people you're having problems with are my bridesmaids, and I just don't want tension.
Yeah. And Billy Lee's like, I have so much love for you. Like, why is she not including me? See, you know, it's funny because earlier in the girls' night, earlier in the year, when she was like, you didn't include me in girls' night. Like, you know what? This is not being included right now. They're actively
this is
what it is. Congratulations. You've made it now.
God, yeah, these girls are horrible. And look, and when it was that situation, I was actually kind of on Billy Lee's side because that isn't cool, you know, and they could have been more sensitive. I don't need to go, like, into a full conversation.
No.
But now, like, look, you made your bed, you had your fight with Lala, and now they've officially excluded you.
So see, I actually was on Billy Lee's side.
There's your ending.
In this case, I was on Billy Lee's side because I felt like, I don't know, I just thought it was, like, pretty mean, and she looked, like, actively.
It was mean.
She was,
yeah,
like, she was, like, really heartbroken. She didn't, like, get into a fight. She just was, like, asking, like, to be, like, why am I not invited? And then she, like, left in tears, being, like, well, have a congratulations on your engagement. Good luck with
it.
You know,
my
I felt
problem
terrible
with
for
this.
Her.
Yeah, I did, too. And my problem with this whole season is it's the Jack season where he gets to do whatever the fuck he wants because he's acting like he's a better person for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
So now he gets to recast the entire show. He gets to say who's coming, who's not, because he's pretending that he's having some real fucking wedding. Yeah. And now that's his plot for the season. And now it looks like we're going to have to see this through next season, too. Do we have to see this through next season, too? Enough. Nobody cares about these two yokels getting married, okay? And they're just faking it anyway for the ads and the Instagram likes. No one's buying this shit, okay? So let's drop it. And stop letting Jax produce your fucking show. He's on it because he's a dirtbag, okay? Let Jax go back to being a dirtbag, okay? Because he sucks at producing shows.
And then what happens is that after Billy Lee storms off, Brittany goes, man, I had to say no to Raquel's party and tell Billy Lee she wasn't invited to our engagement party. This is the worst day ever.
Yeah, for you. Like, you just fucking hurt the feelings of two really nice girls, you jackass.
So I guess this is worse than that time you found out that Jack slept with Faith, huh?
You are never going to be invited to a Britney party again, Ben.
I guess this really is the worst day ever, huh?
Well, it's days like this that I'm very proud of us for making Brittany Hodor on our Real Housewives of our Vanderpump or Westeros Rules thing on Instagram.
Yeah. So now Raquel is, she is like the marvelous Miss Raquel, and she is not going to go down without a fight. So she walks up to Tom and she finds Schwartz and Stassi, and Schwartz is like, oh, Raquel. And Stassi's like, get this bitch out of my face. And Raquel's basically like, I'm really happy to see you guys. I've been working my times tables, and I'm, like, really thinking that this is going to be the year that I get to go to the ice cream social. So, in honor of that, I want to have a puppy shower, and I wanted to see if you guys want to come. Stassi's just like,
what? She goes, what is that? And she goes,
it's like a baby shower, but it's for puppies, because we love Graham so much. He's like family.
And Stassi's like, baby showers are for babies before they're born.
Stassi's like, I've never heard of a puppy shower. Literally never. Like, I even have magnetic poetry, and I have the words puppy and shower, and I've literally never even put them together in my fridge, okay? That's how much they don't even matter.
And Stassi's like, please tell me there is not a puppy shower flyer. And she's like, yeah,
it's gonna be so fun. We're gonna, like, have games, like, Doggo, which is like bingo, but with dogs. Pin the tail on the puppy.
Give the dog to Shelly Tur. I don't know what that is, but Dorit told me it's a really fun game.
We're going to get all the puppies together and we're going to do shots.
So Stassi's like, yeah, look, I would literally start my arm on fire before going to a puppy shower, okay? She's like, no, I'm not going to James's puppy shower, but thanks.
Raquel's like, I just thought we could put the past, you know, put that behind us for the day and celebrate Graham. It's like, Raquel, who is Graham, by the way? I don't know.
Graham's their little adopted puppy.
But I can just imagine, like, Raquel doesn't even know who Graham is. She's just been told.
Having a party for crackers.
Yeah, she does. So,
these crackers are like family to me.
So Raquel's like, I just see more in James than you do because I'm around him more. And Stassi's like, yeah, you sound like the woman who wanted to marry Charles Manson. And I, in my mind, I was like writing the note like, I don't even know who that is. And then Raquel goes, I don't even know who that is. I was like, wait.
You don't know who Charles Manson is?
No. I was imagining that Raquel was gonna say as like writing a joke of Raquel saying, I don't know who that is. But then she goes, I don't know who that is. I was like, okay.
Yeah, Raquel is golden because you can never out Raquel, you know? Raquel is pretty shocking. I mean, she's topped herself in almost every episode. Bless her heart.
Is that Tom Sandoval's band? No, that's Charles McMansion.
So then Vanderpump is over at the bar. She's like, Tom, what are you doing here? You have a business. You have a mountain of Manila
on the other block. Come, let's see if they have lined up to the bar next door yet. All right, Tom. Let me make this easy for you. You're fired! Time to become a man, Tom. Now grab me like I'm a real cow woman. Spit me around.
Tom Sandoval, I brought you a Torah for you to read from, because today you become a man.
All right, give me your little nippy. Time for a snippy, am I right, man?
Did you just say nippy, Lisa Vanderpump? The flaming nippy! So Lisa... So Lisa and Sandoval had, like, first of all, Sandoval has like, dude, I like grew up here and sir, like I was like a child and now I grew up here and I had issues. I had a crazy girlfriend. I had fights back there. And girl accused me of having sex with her over here and here I am. So they go upstairs to.
My DNA is like on the walls here.
Like, I'm sure it is. Why should you be any different? I'm sure everyone who works there has DNA all over those fucking walls.
Everywhere.
Never take a black light to that place.
Yeah. So Lisa and Sandoval go up to TomTom and they meet up with Schwartz. And Lisa has this whole weird speech. I was like, I'm not writing this down because this is, I don't know what she's getting at here. She's like, in business is about commitment. And commitment is about investment. And commitment starts with a C and investment starts with an I. And together spell C-I. And that could be letters that are any word like... CC's Pizza, which is a wonderful establishment. And you know how they start their establishment? With money. Do you get what I'm getting at?
He's like, yeah, I love money. I spent a lot of it on Snickers that I made a little pathway out of for Katie the other day. It was really romantic. She's like, but your checks! She doesn't. Both of your checks bounced, Tom. Mm-hmm. And she's like, so Sandoval's worked, but I guess Tom number two gave her two checks. Maybe he gave her one from one bank and one from another bank.
And neither of them worked.
They both bounced.
And he goes, oh, yeah, no, that bank account's closed. You should have told me you were going to cash it. I'm like, you should have kept track of the fact that you sent out a check for like $50,000 or wherever it was, $100,000. And didn't you notice that your balance never went down by $100,000?
Yeah. My God. So Tom is like, this isn't a good look, dude. I'm like, and this is coming from the guy who is wearing velvet polka dots over a see-through silk shirt at the pool today. So.
This is from the guy who spent $20,000 on a single-use sidecar and motorcycle.
So Tom's like, I'll take care of it. Gosh. And Tom's like, I don't think you can Venmo 50 grand, bro. So in the front, James
is there in a car. Like, this scene was very much like
so ridiculous. I don't know why James is so ridiculous today, but I normally love James, and today I'm like, shut up, James. He pulls up in this car and he's like blaring rap, and that's his music?
Yeah.
Oh God. No wonder I wrote every time it's like some white guy rap blaring out of speaker and it's him. It is
so,
white guy rap.
Yeah, so Raquel gets in the car and they're like, they're such like in that moment they look such like small time crooks, like just trying or like in those movies, like the two people who are just trying to get into high society, like desperate. It reminded me of like Bill Pullman and whoever she was, like in Ruthless People, you know, like spying people, trying to get the dirt, you know, like it just or like Amanda Plummer and what's his face in Pulp Fiction, you know, like trying to rob the restaurant. Like they're just like,
I just like that James knows that no one will come if he does it, so he makes Raquel do it. He's just like waiting down the street. He's waiting in front of Hamburger Heaven in his stupid car, blaring his own music. So he comes up, he's like, say, how'd it go, babe? And she's like,
Not that great. Brittany won't come because of you. And then I asked Stassi, and she said no straight up because of you again. Yeah. And he's like, did you try to sell it, babe? Did you tell him there's going to be balloons and games? Look at these flyers. Did you see these flyers?
They aren't cheap. They aren't cheap. And she's like, I don't even understand what a flyer is. Is it like a fly? I don't get it. So James is like, well, they're missing out. This puppy party is going to be amazing. And I don't understand why they don't want to come to my puppy party. Why don't they want to come to a puppy party? Screw them. Screw them.
You are uninvited to my puppy party. So then Raquel's like,
yeah, but I'm trying to make friendships with these people, and they want nothing to do with me because of you.
I'm like, Raquel, the only connection you have to them is through him. Go make your own friends. Take a class somewhere. You don't get to just walk onto a TV show and, like, take everyone's friends. If you're going to date James, date James. If you're just going to be on the show, date Peter, okay? Lord knows he could use something.
I am trying to make friends outside of this group. I sent a friend request this guy named Charles Manson they were talking about. He's supposed to be pretty cool.
He's got a really high Q rating.
Yeah.
So, yeah, James is like, no coming to my puppy party!
He's winning some weird fight in his head and speeds off. And then as they drive off, she goes,
okay, who's Charles Manson?
Only this fucking show.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, everyone, thanks so much for listening. We are going to be headed off to Boston. Oh, and in case you didn't see on social media, we're going to talk Beverly Hills at the first Boston show Wednesday night, and then New York at the second Boston show on Thursday. So, you know, those recaps will be up slightly later than usual, just by like a day or so. So we're looking forward to that. So you guys, everybody, thanks so much for listening. Go get your Baltimore tickets. Go get your T-shirts. Go get everything. Go get life, everyone.
Yeah, go subscribe to Winter is Crappening. Just look it up on your podcast app and hit subscribe, girl.
Yeah.
Love you, suckers.
Talk to y'all later.
Bye.
Bye.
Critics are calling Wild Rose funny, moving, and brilliantly uplifting.
I'm trying to get to Nashville.
Do you not think you've sacrificed enough for that fantasy?
It's irresistible.
This is me trying to make something of myself.
This year's A Star is Born only better.
You're young. You're incredibly talented. There is nothing you can't do.
Starring Jesse Buckley and Julie Walters.
When you put your mind to something, you can do anything.
It's sensational. A must see. Wild Rose in cinemas Friday.
This week at Tesco, extra large Easter eggs are 2 for £8. And we've got an extra large choice on all your favourite brands, including Maltesers, Mini Eggs and Kit Kat. At 2 for £8, the only thing that isn't extra large is the price. Tesco. Every little helps. Ends 7th of April. Selected stores subject to availability.